My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Dip your toes into five-star luxury at three-star prices on a summer getaway to Scottsdale, Arizona. Resort rates start at just $79 nightly, which means you'll be able to indulge in everything Scottsdale has to offer. From epic resort water parks and sunrise tea times to soothing spa treatments, Scottsdale is swimming with endless opportunities for fun, relaxation, and adventure. Take the plunge and plan your getaway at summerinscottsdale.com today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
What I want to talk about are insurance claims. Because you might have seen this story that the Judicial Council have asked the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, to approve an almost 17% increase in injury, personal injury awards. They say because of inflation. Brian Hanley is with me. Brian's the CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and Stuart Gilhooly, solicitor and senior counsel. Brian, Pat McDonough of Supermax was talking about this earlier today, and I mean, he's appalled by it. He says it will drive up premiums, it will drive up the cost of doing business. Have you similar concerns?
Yeah, I think there's a significant concern that the increase in awards will inevitably lead to increases in premiums for motorists, businesses, sports, community and voluntary groups. And of course, we're coming from a place where awards in this country have far exceeded those in other countries for a very long time. I mean, in 2019, there was a substantial report by the Personal Injuries Commission, which found that awards here were 440% higher than in our nearest neighbours, England. I mean, that's excessive. And no doubt contributed in part to the extortionate insurance premiums people have had to pay. And when the guidelines came in 2021 to replace the Book of Quantum, we begun to see a reduction in awards. Now, we're still far higher than nearly everywhere else. But to start increasing them now after only 3 years is very difficult to justify and hard to accept for policyholders. If I could give you an example, there was a case before Christmas in the papers I read where a person who was injured whilst on holidays abroad opted to pursue his claim in Ireland. And he did so because awards, the court was told, are 10 times higher here than in the country of the accident, which was Switzerland, by the way, not exactly the cheapest country. So we're coming from a place where awards are much higher and an outlier relative to other countries. And if we increase awards now, we're going to see premiums only go one way.
Stuart Gilhooly, can you understand the rationale for an increase?
Yeah, I definitely can, Kieran. The reality is that the awards were reduced substantially in 2021 with the guidelines. And they were, I think overall, the general reduction was around 35%. So it was a very substantial decrease at that point. So what's happened since is quite simply that inflation has eroded those increases, has eroded the compensation even at that level. So in the last 4 years since the guidelines came in, we've seen that inflation has been, I think we all know inflation has been at a very high rate. And in fact, the Judicial Council, who are obliged to review the guidelines every 3 years, and in fact, are now a year out of date because of a Supreme Court action that was taken, they're now a year later. And all they're doing is increasing it in line with inflation. So in fact, there is no increase whatsoever in real terms. In economic terms, absolutely no increase at all. So I think it's something that absolutely has to be done. Otherwise, the compensation that people are receiving will be completely, or not wiped out, but certainly be greatly reduced by inflation.
Brian, I mean, it's a statement of fact that €10,000 today is worth less than €10,000 only 4 or 5 years ago. So does it not make sense in the light of the inflationary spiral that we've had to deal with that inflation would apply in this area as it has anywhere else?
Well, of course, I mean, the thing to remember as well is that special damages already track inflation, you know, so any out-of-pocket expenses that people might incur whether it's for medical or salary, they already track inflation. And it's absolutely appropriate that they would. But do bear in mind that we're starting at a point where awards in this country are multiples of that in other countries. So, and we're actually in the middle of a process, and the state has been trying to reduce the size of premiums and the size of awards is relative to that. The other issue, though, I think that needs to be pointed out that I would have concern is that you're looking at an increase of almost 17%, and we have going to have reviews every 3 years, and I see real potential for an adverse impact on the injuries board. I mean, if we're going to have awards increase like this every 3 years, and it takes 2 to 2.5 years to get through the injury board, people will just decide not to settle there. They might as well go into the litigation channel, wait a few months and see their award go up. And that runs contrary to all the work the government did to get more cases to settle there. And the other point to make, and I think it's important to note, like the legal profession is not an impartial bystander here because they stand to benefit significantly by a higher volume of cases.
Well, Brian, none of us are impartial bystanders, in fairness, are we?
Absolutely right. No, I mean, we're...
Like, I'm not. I've got insurance premiums to pay.
Right? And if you look at it, average legal fees go from €1,000 for a case settled at the injuries board to €22,000 when it goes into litigation. I mean, it's a staggering increase, and that's data from the Central Bank Liability Report last year. So if we're going to see, if this increase in the frequency of reviews every 3 years means fewer cases are settled at the injury board, we're not looking at an incremental increase in the overall cost of the award. We're looking at a near doubling of the cost of settling the claim. All of that is going to be paid for by policyholders.
Stuart, is this just about trying to make a few extra bob from the solicitor's point of view?
No, in fact, I don't really understand the point that Brian is making. I mean, the guidelines be applied by both the injuries board and the court, so it's exactly the same for both. So you're going to get the same money either way. So I don't think that changes anything in any way. I think we're also focusing on the wrong angle here. We've seen over the last 3 or 4 years that awards have dropped substantially. But we've seen no real decrease in insurance premiums. In fact, we've seen road traffic our motor insurance premiums have gone up in the last two years. So it's clear to me that awards are actually not a major factor. We talk about England and UK, where, in fact, awards are still slightly lower than they are here, but only a small bit now. But road traffic or motor insurance premiums are higher there than they are here. So the reality is that awards actually make practically no difference.
But what do you say, and I'm going to go back to Brian on some of this, what do you say to his point that, and it seems, and I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, Brian, it doesn't have a principled objection to a kind of inflation applying in this area, rather that it shouldn't apply now because of where we're starting from, where they are still higher. Right, admittedly not as much higher as they once were, Stuart, but still higher than those other jurisdictions.
Well, I mean, sorry, they're not much higher than the UK, in fact, and they are now actually quite a bit lower than Northern Ireland. So, in fact, I think that the difference between them, I was on the Personal Injuries Commission that examined this, and the difference at that stage was quite higher, but it was substantially decreased. So, in fact, the levels are exactly the same now as they were in 2021, when everyone was perfectly happy with them. So I don't understand what the problem is here. If we are talking about no real change in economic terms, then it's hard to see why this would make any difference to anything.
Brian... The preference is that people would not go to court, that they would settle before the injuries board. Is the danger in not allowing for inflation, not applying a 17% increase or some sort of increase, that actually you end up with the exact consequence you were warning about there? That people are more likely to go to court because the outcome of the injuries board doesn't account for inflation. They're kind of measly awards compared to what they would have been 5 or 6 years ago because of inflation, because of the devaluation of the euro in our pocket. So you do end up in court.
Well, actually, I mean, you would hope that the awards that are applied are are based on the guidelines, and those guidelines apply whether settled at the injuries board through litigation or in court. The issue, of course, was around...
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, you're more likely to take your chance in court if what you deem is the kind of the settlement offered by the injuries board is not up to scratch. And you're more likely to come to that conclusion if there's no account for inflation.
Well, you're more likely to extend and draw out the process if you think that there's going to be increases every 3 years, and given it takes about 5 years to settle a case through the litigation channel. I mean, I would...
Do you really think people think that way, Brian? That someone will go, do you know what? I know we've got our award from the injuries board today, but if we go to court and kind of, you know, we can kind of kick the can down the road enough, ask for a couple of adjournments, maybe the Judicial Council will have recommended another increase because there may be another inflationary spiral because we had that era of quantitative easing and all that era of kind of off-balance sheet budgeting and borrowing at European level. People don't think like that.
Settlement volumes at the injuries board relative to, like, settlement volumes in the litigation channel are about 70% of the overall volume of claims, which is staggering when you think that the average settlement is 23,000 whether you settle at the injury board and 22,000 whether you go to litigation. So actually what you're doing is more than 70% of cases end up going to litigation, even though they stand to make the same amount. So there are certain concerns around that do need to be looked at. And I think they're legitimate from that point of view. And certainly for businesses and charities and sports groups right across the country, you know, they're worried about the bottom line and the premiums. There is an economic case to be made if premiums go up because awards go up. And certainly the government made a number of commitments around the cost of living and the cost of doing business. And I think this is going to be the first real test of that.
Stuart, the real perversity in all of this system still is that we rely on lawyers, and those lawyers, it is in their interest to drag these things out, isn't it? And to convince people to go to court.
It's actually not, because in fact, we don't get paid if we don't do better than we did at the injuries board. So for instance, if you get an award of say 10,000 for the injuries board and you go to court and you get less, you don't get paid. So there's actually nothing to be gained by that. The only way you're going to do that is if you think the case is being worth more. And there are occasions, of course, when the injuries board do get it wrong, but there are many other occasions when they get it right. We judge each of these things on their merits. I think it's one of the important things to note there, Kieran, which is that we've seen a 40% drop in claims in the last 5 years or so. And that has not increased since the COVID restrictions have eased. So we're seeing a massive drop in claims as well as a massive drop in awards. And yet we've seen no reduction in premiums. The real question here we have to ask ourselves is, what are the insurance companies doing with this money? Where is it going? I think we know it's going in their pockets.
Yeah, Brian, where is it going? Someone's making a killing. It's not the punter.
Well, it certainly isn't the punter. And look, I fully agree that we have seen a huge drop in the volume of claims. And indeed, we have seen the size of awards coming down. And we haven't seen the return in reduced premiums that businesses and community groups and sports groups are desperate for. But you can be sure as anything that if we start to increase awards now, awards that are already higher than in other jurisdictions and from such a high starting place, that we are running in the opposite direction to premiums ever coming down for motorists and businesses.
Brian Hadley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Stuart Gilhooly, Solicitor and Senior Counsel. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.